I was more free to express my Christian faith and to do that with the students. And in the state school, you're not allowed to do that. You're not able to do that in the state school. And so I really enjoyed the being able to share my Christian faith, my belief with the students.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing program to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
So let's begin by you giving us your name and position at HBU.
I'm Dr. Renee Schumann. I'm a professor and dean of the School of Nursing and Allied Health.
Give us your background.
When I started my first teaching job was at HBU in 1991, and I was an instructor and then an assistant professor of nursing, and it was called the College of Nursing at that time. And I went from HBU into the Memorial Hermann Healthcare System, and I worked out of the chaplain's office there. Instead of in nursing, I was in the chaplain's office, and my job was to help set up health ministry programs in different churches across Southeast Texas. And so I spent 5 years doing that, and we started with no churches working with us and ended up with 150. I taught the churches how to assess the teaching and health care needs of their own congregation and then how to help meet those needs.
So from there, tell us about your professional career beyond that point.
After Memorial Hermann, I went to UT Houston School of Nursing, where I had received my bachelor's and my master's, and I was on faculty there for 13 years before coming here as dean of the School of Nursing and Allied Health.
What was that experience like?
At UT? That was an interesting experience. The program grew tremendously while I was there. When I started in 2000, the BSN program admitted one time a year 80 or so students, one time a year, into a five-semester program. By the time I left, and I was the BSN coordinator, I was in charge of the changes, the curriculum, and whatever else that had to do with the BSN program. We admitted three times a year into three different programs, and the traditional BSN program was four semesters instead of five. So we went from admitting 80-plus students once a year to about 150 students three times a year. So there was extreme growth during that time at UT. Lots of excitement.
And what were the takeaways for you in your professional career from there?
Regarding the growth or regarding the BS, be it nursing?
Or all the above.
Nursing is a very popular field. Nursing school is difficult but manageable. Nursing students need a great deal of support to get through. I had the time with HBU to compare to my time at UT, and I noticed that there were a lot of differences, mostly HBU being a Christian school and UT being a state school, very secular, that I could interact with students differently in the two places. It's at HBU I was more free to express my Christian faith and to do that with the students. And in the state school, you're not allowed to do that. You're not able to do that in the state school. And so I really enjoyed the being able to share my Christian faith, my belief with the students.
How important is Christian values and faith to a student matriculating to be a nurse and beyond?
Nursing, for a long time, for sure, and maybe still a lot, is considered, a lot of people would consider it a calling. A calling, you really need to have some faith and some value system behind you. A lot of people look at nursing these days and say, oh, look, I can get a job anywhere, and who cares about the calling? Sometimes, though, nurses who go in with that, it's a job and I can work anywhere mindset, do sometime during nursing school or shortly thereafter find that that's more than they thought. And it's important for them to have some sort of basis and foundation for them to do that. You see things in nursing that you never ever imagined you could see. And whether you're working in an emergency room or trauma center, or you're working in a hospice, or you're working in a hospital, or wherever you are, you see things as a nurse or as a nursing student that you never would have imagined you would ever see in your whole life. So if you don't have the faith background, it's hard for you to know where to put it.
What is your faith journey?
My first memory ever in my entire life, and I was probably about two, was standing on the pew next to my mom while my dad was leading I'll Fly Away. And my mom tells me even now that she would hear my little two-year-old self go, "Fly away," you know. So that was my first memory. I grew up in a Christian home, but I knew right away, somehow, I don't remember being told this, but I knew right away that my parents' belief was not what was going to help me. I needed to have my own belief, my own faith. And so I've always studied it. I've always practiced. I've always loved Jesus, loved God. Everything is done with prayer and with commitment and with the purpose of glorifying God. It's been that way. I was baptized as a child. And then again later as an adult when I said, you know, I think I really have a lot more to give than what I learned the first time. And I want to do this for other reasons. And I want to make this commitment again as an adult with my heart, not just with my desire to take communion or be like all my friends. I need to do this with my heart. And so that's been a really important part of my life. Every job I've ever had has used that. When I was in nursing school, back a long, long time ago, mid-80s, I was in nursing school. It was a time when we had to, nursing students were tasked with answering the call bells after lunch in the hospital. So the patients had had their lunch, or they were getting ready to take a nap or whatever, and the students would answer the call bell. So the patients would want some. They ring the bell. The students would answer the bell. So the nurses, who already were licensed, could do the things that required a nursing license to do. And there was one patient I had that was just constantly ringing the call bell. And I just went in with a smile every time to answer the call bell, because it's what you do. But my partner that day was very frustrated. And she said to me, "How in the world can you keep going in and answering his call bell when you know he's going to ask you the same thing every single time, every 2 minutes?" And what he was asking was, "What time is it?" You know, time orientation is a sign of hope. He wanted to know what time it was. This is a sign of the future and a sign of hope, for this is a very, very important spiritual thing for him. And I said to her that, "Yeah, but I'm on God's call bell every 2 minutes myself since starting nursing school, and he has never turned me away once, and I sure didn't have any right not to answer this person's call bell." And I'm not usually fast enough to think that kind of stuff up right away, so I was really proud of myself for coming up with that. It's had that kind of impact on me.
Now, you came to HBU. How did that call to HBU occur, and that you knew that it was the step to take?
The second time, this time mm-hmm. now. I was working happily along at the University of Texas, and the dean there, who was my mentor, called me into her office, which is always kind of a scary thing, you know. She called me into her office, and she said that she had a meal with the president of HBU, Dr. Robert Sloan, and that they were looking for a dean of their nursing school, and that she recommended me for it, which was the most surprising thing ever. And as I have said, also kind of scary, because the boss is recommending me for a job in another school, not her school. And so I was hoping I still had a job with her if this didn't work out, and she said yes, absolutely. But she had the confidence in me to recommend me for this job. And so I did pursue it, and here I am. And the transition from UT to HBU was just wonderful. It could not have been better. It was easy, and everybody was very gracious, and it was a good thing. It was a very good thing.
Now, I was very captured by your vision. Tell us about the program at HBU, why you're excited about the vision. Where has it come from? Where is it now? Where is it going?
The School of Nursing and Allied Health became the School of Nursing and Allied Health in 2009. It had before that been the College of Nursing. when it joined, then joined up with kinesiology, which is the allied health side of the school, and became the School of Nursing and Allied Health. So already at that point, there was an opportunity for growth and for interprofessional education, which is a big deal in healthcare and allied health, a big deal in a lot of fields. But now when I saw that, I said, oh, look at all the things that we can do. And so kinesiology has wellness management, which is like health promotion. And if you listen to those people talk, you would never actually need a nurse because you follow what they're doing and they help you be healthy. And we have athletic training, which is the athletic training students are with the 16 HBU teams and help take care of the teams. And so I thought, wow, look at all the great resources we have. Nursing and allied health can really help each other. So I started thinking of all the things that we could do just with those two schools together, and it's enormous. And so I said, look at all of this. Look at the things that we could, let's look at the nursing profession and see what's needed in nursing. So nursing needs more nurses. Nursing profession, the U.S. needs more nurses. We're supposed to be 80% BSN, baccalaureate prepared nurse, by 2020, 80%. Well, we're not even close to that nationwide. Not even close to that. So how can we help get that going? So we decided that we would put in an RN to BSN program, a formal RN to BSN program, which launched last fall. It's completely online, it's competency-based, and it's got a pretty good enrollment now, and the students can go through that. Each course is 8 weeks long, and they can go through it, and we'll probably have our first graduates this coming December. And that just started last fall. So at the same time, we're going, okay, so the HBU is in a mode of growth and encouraging online use. And so we said, look at, we can put in a master's degree. One of the big needs in nursing is to have people to teach nurses because we don't have enough nursing faculty. It's one of the reasons we don't have enough nurses. So we're putting in the master's program for nursing, nursing education track to help teach people how to teach nurses. It's very specific skills involved in that. But we also need family nurse practitioners, pediatric nurse practitioners, people who can work outside a physician's office, but under sort of their, it's kind of complicated, but they're able to be primary care providers. And in the case of the pediatric nurses, they can be primary care out in the community, like in an office, or they can be acute care and take care of the sole provider for a child in the hospital. The people in charge of the athletic training world, that's the other side, have decided that athletic training needs to have a master's entry. So our current program is bachelor's entry. So what we're doing is we're going to be transitioning our current athletic training program into a Master of Science in Athletic Training. The skills required for those practitioners, similar to some of the nurse practitioner skills. So what I look at is this really great opportunity for more interprofessional education of having the athletic training students and some of the MSN students taking some of the same classes face-to-face and learning how to do these skills together so they know what each other can do and they can resource each other as needed. I'm just starting.
Keep going, please.
Eventually, we would like to have doctoral programs in nursing and athletic training. Both of those have clinical doctorates, so it's a DNP, a Doctor of Nursing Practice, and they're developing a new Doctor of Athletic Training. We'd love to have both of those. Now, that doesn't eliminate the master's programs that we'll have in both of those fields, though in nursing, we may have the opportunity someday to go from a BSN straight into a DNP. Athletic training won't provide that yet, but we can do that. So many other things could be part of the allied health side of the school. Some of the other degree options that I had considered and had talked about with the university include child life specialist. A child life specialist is someone who's not a nurse, but it's a practitioner who works in a hospital or in the community with a child who's undergone some sort of trauma to help bring as much normalcy to that child's life as possible. And so you'll see them in hospitals, you see them working with, Texas Children's has a lot of them, MD Anderson has some, Herman has some, and they're helping to keep the child and the family as stress-free as possible. And that's another thing that would be a great opportunity for our allied health side of the school. Another thing that I would like to do is have healthcare administration, both at the bachelor's level and at the master's level. So all of these roles being health related can work together. As I said, interprofessional education is important. It's required by the accreditors for nursing and athletic training and by the accreditors for the Child Life Program if we start that too. So I, in my mind, I see classes that are taught by different faculty for different student groups or for combined student groups, whether they're nursing, athletic training, or nursing and wellness management, or child life specialists and wellness management, something like that. Child life specialist also has a lot of content that's necessary out of psychology or out of the School of Christian Thought, depending on the actions that they'll be doing when they graduate. We have one other degree that's just starting up in allied health right now. It's starting this fall, and it's in sport management. And it's a Bachelor of Science degree. There will be a Master of Science coming along after it. And the sport management people, they're the ones that can help run intramural programs or help run a Y or some sort of gym. And so what I see, seeing them all working together with the rest of the school, is helping to set up intramural or sporting type events for some of the populations that the other schools might be working with. So let's say that my community health nursing students might be working with a particular population, maybe out of a geriatric center. I'm making this up, okay? Out of a geriatric center. Well, so we can have those senior student nursing students come in and work with that. The students in wellness management can come in and start talking about things that these people can do to help promote some of the wellness in their life. And they're also talking with the people who manage whatever facility these people are living with. And the sport management folks will come in and help set up some of the activities that could be so important for that group. And between the wellness management and the sport management, they can be age-appropriate activities, not expecting people of that age group to perform like someone in the 20s, even though they probably could if you give them a chance, but things that are age-appropriate. Also, with the healthcare administration, I see so many opportunities for teaching the bachelors to be sort of a mid-level type of person, help to, maybe they might be working with that same nursing home, learning how to operate, be in charge of the nursing home, or some other facility that we might be having these events set up with. And then when they get the master's in it, they'll be at a higher level of administration with some of the larger hospitals, and perhaps some of the hospital systems we're working with can help us get that program more on the ground and running. There's a big hospital system that wants to partner with us in all of these efforts, and so we're working with some wonderful plans for that group now. As far as the athletic training goes, since one of the things is a bigger deal these days, one of the things to talk about a lot is concussions and concussion teaching and prevention, things like that. So I see a lot of training with that, working with some of the teams in the sport management and wellness management venues, and also with some of the nurses. The athletic training students can come in. I see this in my head, come in and teach the nursing students about body mechanics and about how to move patients properly and how to transport from one spot to another. I also see times when my nursing students or my kinesiology students or child life or whoever we have working at the time go and do medical missions in the neighborhood here. Maybe we can partner with one of the other colleges at HBU to do medical missions, but we could also do disaster drills where we practice management of large groups in a community setting just in case, you know, like let's say that we get floods again and we have a number of people who are injured or whatever as a result of the floods. We don't want that to happen, but you know, you have to be ready when something happens. I have, in my mind, I see the days when my DNP, my Doctor of Nursing Practice students, and my Doctor of Athletic Training students are writing orders in scenario format for the bachelor students and the master students to work and to practice together with their skills in teams to help solve all the problems that might show up later on in the scenario. I see a place for every single person.
Let me ask you, why are the nursing students at HBU held in such esteem?
HBU has, we have enjoyed a very good reputation, and that's true, and we don't intend for that to go away. We have traditionally had small classes and a lot of teacher contact. We're one of the few programs in the area that doesn't use exclusively nurse preceptors where the RN from the hospital is the teacher. We have our own faculty on site with all of the students all the time. Our faculty know our students. They know what the students are capable of. They know their problems. They know where they need to be pushed. They know where they need to be encouraged. The faculty are such a huge part of the nursing program that it wouldn't have the same reputation without the close contact that our students have with the faculty. That is it. And because of that, our students are not just well monitored in the hospitals to make sure that they're not going to hurt anybody, but they're encouraged to say, look what you can do. You've done this in the lab. You know you can do this. Let's go do this skill or whatever together. And the hospitals see that. They know our curriculum is very rigorous, much more so than some of the others. It's very rigorous. It's difficult to get into the program. And just like every other school, it's difficult to get out of successfully. So you have to really, really work hard at it. We have a lot of opportunities for growth for the students within each course. We have different teaching methods within some of the courses that keep it interesting and entertaining. The students get the opportunity to practice taking standardized test questions before they have to take the licensing exam at the end. Our students, before May 16 semester ends, most of the students will already have a job, and they haven't even graduated yet. Most of them have had a job for at least a month, and they haven't even graduated yet.
That is amazing, yeah. Because we know many people have lost their job.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
So this is a promising vocation to get into.
That's true. And that's one of the things that people like about nursing. Again, some of those aren't the ones that show the real calling. There are others. I feel like nursing was a calling for me.
So it's not just a job, but obviously a calling. But the Houston economy has somewhat transformed itself in the last few decades in that it's not just solely energy dependent. Mm-mm. Talk about the impact in the Houston area alone of the medical community.
You know, the Texas Medical Center has been ranked the number one most prestigious medical center in the world.
Wow.
We knew that. I mean, yeah, it's like most of my life has been there because I've been in nursing since the early 80s, and so I'm familiar with it, and I know that. I mean, it's not just because it's got so many hospitals, so many hospital beds, because it's got so much research involved in it and so many other things that are developing in healthcare. You know, healthcare changes almost daily, and so nurses, anyone in healthcare has to spend a lot of time in continuing education just to be able to keep up. And you can't run a medical center or a hospital or nursing school without doing that. And so it just makes good sense that all the leaders in healthcare, naturally they needed to be in Houston, mm-hmm. That they've had such a huge impact. And so many nurses, so many doctors, so many people in the med center have done, well, tremendous amounts for the economy, that's true. And with there's not just a shortage of nurses, but there's a shortage of all kinds of healthcare providers. And so there's always going to be growth, almost always going to be an opportunity for some sort of, for a job, profession there. Whether you're a nurse or you're working in the lab or you're a hospital chaplain, there's always going to be some place like that for you. And we don't want to forget about the 100 or so hospitals that are surrounding the medical center that aren't actually in the med center. So there's plenty of opportunities for work.
So how does someone learn more to potentially apply here at HBU in your program?
We do have a nice website, and if you go to
HBU.edu.
Yeah, nursing at HBU.edu, you should be able to get there. and to see everything. You can see the degree programs, the BSN program, the RN to BSN program, which is for people who already have, who are already registered nurses, have an associate degree, but want to continue with a bachelor's. That's completely online. They should check it out. It kind of moves at your own pace. And then we have kinesiology at hbu.edu for the allied health side of the school. And people actually answer those. So you won't just be sending an email or some sort of message to somebody in limbo. I mean, somebody will actually answer them and give you as much information you want as you want. But the programs are detailed and outlined pretty well on the website. And we talk about the nursing honors program, which I haven't mentioned yet.
Oh, please tell
us. But we have, the university has an honors college. And we're lucky enough that nursing has a special degree plan for honors college students who want to go into nursing. And as far as we can tell, there's not much else like this in the literature. I mean, so nursing, most nursing schools will have an honors program within the nursing school that's specific to nursing. There are very few nursing schools that have honors students that are part of the parent institution's honors college. It's almost not heard of because nursing is hard and honors college is hard. And so with our classic honors college program that we have here, the classics, we have set up, the nursing faculty and the honors college have set up a special degree plan for honors college students who want to go into nursing. They're given provisional admission the minute they're accepted into the honors college and into nursing. They're given provisional admission in the nursing program, and they start their first nursing class as a second semester freshman rather than as a first semester junior. So they get quite a bit of head start on it, and that helps them rearrange the content or the sequence of the courses for both schools, for honors college and nursing, to make it possible for the student to pursue both and to graduate in 4 years. And I have a follow-up to that. It's also historically known that athletes can't go into nursing school. That's not true. If an athlete wants to be a nurse, he or she can be a nurse. So another thing that our nursing, this is another thing that makes our program so great, again, is the faculty and the forward-thinking nature of our faculty. We have set up other sequences for the nursing school where if an athlete has a fall season, their season is fall. Well, we wouldn't want to admit them into the fall semester because that would put their third semester at a time that's got the most clinical courses at it and so many things on a Friday, days that they have to travel. The athletes would have to travel a lot of times on Friday, and that sets them up for failure in the program. So we would admit someone with a fall schedule, a fall athletic schedule, in the spring so that they wouldn't be set up for that same sort of failure thing. And so we have sequences for athletes too, which makes it so much easier for an athlete to finish being a nurse. We're about to graduate a star soccer player this weekend. She's a star athlete, star nursing student, excels at both because we had a program in place where she wasn't set up to fail.
Well, congratulations to leading a great department of nursing and allied health at HBU.
Thank you.
At HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.